Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mexico City officials are reporting a subway train derailed in Mexico City Monday night after an overpass partially collapsed, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens of others, with 38 hospitalized. The structure was built in 2012. Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum says it appears a support beam has failed, end quote. President Biden on Monday called on wealthy Americans and corporations to pay their fair share to fund free community college and other benefits as he promoted his sweeping jobs and safety net plan in Virginia. Speaking at Tidewater Community College in the port city of Norfolk, Biden said his proposed expansion of the U.S. public education system would rebalance the economy and benefit lower-income Americans. Melinda and Bill Gates are getting divorced after 27 years of marriage. Reports on Tuesday said the couple did not sign a prenuptial agreement before they got married in 1994. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking into the turmoil at the U.S.-Mexico border, Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
House Republicans James Comer and Jason Smith are questioning a Biden administration proposal that would send cash payments to Central America as part of a strategy to deal with the causes of the illegal immigration crisis. Both are ranking members of the House Oversight and Budget Committee, and they've expressed concern that sending millions of dollars to countries with rampant corruption isn't a good idea. In the meantime, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News the border crisis is not just an issue for states along the U.S.-Mexico border.
So this is just a launching point. Obviously, the cartels are not going to tell us where the drugs are going and the human trafficking, where that's going. That's going all over the country. And we know that these kids and these families are being sent everywhere, and they may be sent there with COVID or some other transmittable disease, and every state is going to start having to deal with these problems.
Although paid for, the U.S.-Mexico border wall remains unfinished. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As President Biden announced Monday, he will be quadrupling the number of refugee admissions into the United States. A refugee from communist Albania, Peter Lamage, now an attorney in America, tells Fox News his story to become a legal citizen.
Look, first of all, we had to escape Albania because Albania was a communist country. And then we were settled in a refugee camp in what used to be Yugoslavia for about 9 months. Then after that, we had to, we were subjected to background investigation to make sure that we proved our identity. We didn't commit any crimes. We were not wanted. Then we had to undergo medical examinations and interviewed by the U.S. Embassy and eventually came to the United States. So that was pretty much the summary of coming to the United States as a refugee doing it legally.
Being a U.S. citizen legally is part of the American dream.
Oh, I mean, you know, anyone who doesn't go through that process doesn't understand the importance and the significance of being an American, because when you come to the United States as a refugee, you come here for the Americanism. You don't come here because of the benefits that they would offer you. You come here to embrace Americanism. You come here to embrace the Judeo-Christian values, to learn the language, to become an American.
Yeah.
And think that we have diluted that significance of coming to the United States that way any longer.
Mr. Lamage explains it's all about increasing the Democrats' voter base.
They want to make sure that they bring them to the United States as quickly as possible to increase that voting bloc that they are going to need for the next elections.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Michael Bustler going to be joining us in just a moment. Public policy analyst, economics expert, professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey, talking about the Biden economy. You know, I find it quite curious that the Democrats, well, not that they do what they do. We know what they do. They tax, they spend, they buy votes, they get into the Treasury, and they buy votes. I mean, this is what this is all coming about. $6 trillion is a lot of votes to buy and a goodwill, allegedly. But what they're doing is the very thing that Joe Biden had accused the Republicans of doing about putting you all in chains. You know, this is the fundamental transformation of our country, part due after Barack Obama. And Joe Biden is on steroids to that end. Dr. Bustler joins us now. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me. I say I agree completely with everything you just said.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing why people cannot see this. And the thing that's missing out of the conversation, I'm not hearing from one person, can we do something about the inefficiencies of government? You know, Dr. Coburn, while he was still alive, I think the last waste book that he presented to everybody on the surface presented something like $450 billion of governmental waste between 17 agencies. It was all duplicative waste. This was reinforced with another investigation during the Trump years. And, you know, the wheels of the bureaucracy are so stiff and hard to move that once you've given them money, forget it. You're not going to be able to take it away. I mean, you talk about a revolution that could happen here in the streets of America just because there's a compromise in the Constitution. You try moving the cheese and taking away some money of those bureaucrats. Lord have mercy. Get ready.
You know, you're exactly right. And that's the problem when the federal government starts any of these programs, it's nearly impossible to reverse the program and to even slow the growth of the program. So already in the stimulus package that Biden has passed, he's given hundreds of billions of dollars to inefficient state and local governments that have spent way more than they brought in tax revenue. Now, he says it's a one-time thing just to handle them to get through COVID. But once you end up giving money like this, it's very difficult, in fact, nearly impossible to take this away. In fact, much of the government budget deficit problem has to do with programs that we started and we can't control. Even before the COVID virus came, we had a deficit problem, mostly because, look, in 1935, we had good intentions. Said, look, when Americans reach 65 years of age, we want to be able to take care of them in their retirement years, so we'll put in a Social Security program. Now, the time they put it in, people retired at 65. They lived to be an average of 67, so they only collected for a couple of years. Well, then over time, we had to expand Social Security benefits. People started living a lot longer, and now we have this huge Social Security program that is probably only a few years away from becoming insolvent. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many baby boomers retiring and there are not that many people working to help support this. You know, then in 1965, we decided, well, people over 65, not only do we have to make sure they have income, but we have to make sure they have health care. Mm-hmm. So we put in the Medicare program. Now, every American who turns 65, whether you want it or need it or not, every American is signed up for Medicare. So now we have the two big programs, and if you throw Medicaid in there, that counts for over 60% of the federal government budget, excluding what they spent on COVID. Over 60% of the federal government's budget they're spending is on those two programs, and they're politically, it's impossible to try to do anything with them to try to control the cost. Let me mention one other thing. You brought up about government waste. And there will be a lot of government waste, and it's very simple to understand why. The federal government is not motivated by profit. They say, well, that's a good thing. The government will provide things at a lower cost because they don't have to charge a profit. But exactly the opposite happens. Mm-hmm. When you're motivated by profit, you try to produce at the lowest possible cost, make it as efficient as possible. So when you do have things in the private sector where there is competition, you tend to get very low prices, high-quality products, and very efficient operations. In the federal government, they have a budget, and there's no incentive to reduce the cost in the budget. In fact, it's the opposite. You get to the end of the fiscal year, and they say, well, if we haven't spent the money, we better hurry up and spend it.
Exactly.
Because if we don't spend it, they're going to cut us next year. So the federal government's not geared up for efficiency, and all of this deficit spending that President Biden has put in is going to lead to some very severe problems, inflation and stagnation, what it'll get to. And the inflation problem has already started.
Well, Michael, what you suggested here earlier, and this is consistent with the government, they continue to reward the wrong behavior. You know, there's the greatest management principle. People do that which they get rewarded for. And we're incentivizing whether, you know, like right now, we've got people that are able-bodied, they can work, but they choose not to because the government is paying them so much money to stay home. Now, and you've got these businesses, the common complaint is, you know, we can only operate, you know, thank God in some regard that they can only operate at a reduced level, but part of what's pushing that down on them is the lack of labor. You're going, what happened to the employees? Well, they're staying at home. And of course, the bureaucrats say, well, that's not true because, you know, there's a stipulation that says that if you turn down a job, then you will lose, you'll lose your benefit. Well, the government can't manage that. I haven't heard of one person losing their benefit. Have you?
No. You bring up a bunch of good points there, Bill. So, again, the government had good intentions, I think, saying when people were unemployed, they get compensation, unemployment compensation from their state, but it's only a fraction of what they would normally bring home. So the federal government in the first stimulus package last year added $600 a week to whatever the state was paying you. Well, the problem was, two-thirds of the people unemployed were getting more money not working than working. So that finally ran out. Now, in the second stimulus, they only added $300. Mm-hmm. But still, you have a large percentage of people who are making more money or almost as much money not working as working. There's no incentive to go back to work. And we bring up a good point.
Real quick, add it in that. All that's tax-free, Michael.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead and pick it up. Go ahead.
So rather than make money and have it be taxed and actually end up with less, you're better off with the tax-free money from the government. So now we're at a situation where business can finally start expanding, even in the states where they're really regulating, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Michigan, even those states are starting to reopen somewhat now. Every small business person I talk to tells me they can't get enough people to come back to work. And when they call them, they say, look, don't call me, call somebody else. I don't want to come back to work. I'm doing much better not working. So this is a huge problem. It's going to slow the recovery, and it's going to contribute to a potential inflation problem. And that's really, Bill, my biggest worry for the rest of this year. We're looking at an inflation problem like we haven't seen in decades.
Well, we've been longing to pay for it for a long time, so stay tuned. We've got more from Dr. Butler after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hi, I'm Don Shank, here with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. The National Day of Prayer is May 6th, and the Tide Ministry is pleased to be working alongside local and national ministries as we each do our part to spread the Word of God. The Tide Ministry began 75 years ago as a local gospel broadcast in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. And I wonder if our founder ever imagined how that broadcast would grow. But God knew, and He has blessed us through the prayers of local partners. The National Day of Prayer is an opportunity to give thanks for our American supporters and lift up the churches and ministries working here in America. We're grateful that through the Spirit we may know Christ and together share His love with others in our hometowns, in our country, and across the world. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is cooperatively sharing the love of Christ around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, aren't you glad that you don't live in D.C.? I mean, because here in Florida, we're still dancing, by the way. D.C., you can't dance. I mean, the news this morning, Michael, about you know, these wedding planners, for all that they've gone through for the last 18 months or so, where this thing, you know, wedding plans, everything, people wanting to get married in D.C., it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, we're going to jump the fence. We're going to go get married in another state. And we can not only get married, but we can actually dance. I mean, the D.C. mayor is telling him, I mean, this is these draconian lockdown measures. So what they have done to the people, and you and I were just talking about this off air, is that, and there's a clear difference between the red states and the blue states. The blue states were on a concerted agenda. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It was like they all had their, you know, special, you know, Zoom meetings, and they all said, okay, here's the plan. This is what we're going to do. In order to get the outcome for the 2020 elections, we're not going to let this good crisis go to waste here. We're going to max it out, and we're going to take over. And that's what they did. It worked for them. And, you know, we're going to continue to scare the holy what have you out of people. It wasn't about serving their constituents. It was about oppressing them and controlling them through, you know, through fear and government heavy handedness. And look at the output. Look at what happened. You know, their economy suffered job losses, depression of people there. Whereas on the red states, you had governors there, you know, because they're for the people. Truly, I believe that they protected businesses. They did everything they can to work. And they're the ones that are doing so much better, you know, 15, 16 months later as compared to the blue states. I mean, it is that stark, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, you bring up a good point. You question what the goals are. I mean, the goals of government are, you know, supposed to be to protect their constituents and do what's right for the majority of the people. We also live in a free society where, in theory at least, Americans are free to express individual freedom, and they are willing to take on individual responsibility. And that's the way our country has always been. With some of these governors in the blue states, you wonder what their goals are. And as you mentioned, is it really to try to control people or is it really to do what's best for the people? Certainly their actions that they took don't seem to be in the best interest of the people. The states that have the lockdowns fared no better in terms of the treating the virus and the number of cases. They did no better than the states that decided to open up completely. And as Governor DeSantis said in Florida, what we opened up and we made sure we protected the most vulnerable and we let everybody else exercise their own individual freedom and accept their own individual responsibility. The economy is booming down there, and the COVID was no worse than it was in any of the other states.
You know, and the spirit of the people here in Florida, Michael, this is where I live now. I've been here for 11 years.
Yeah.
It's a contrast. Roy Murdoch, our friend out of Manhattan, who's a Fox News contributor and National Review online editor, he told me, he goes, Bill, he goes, I spent 13 days in Florida, went down to Florida from Manhattan for CPAC. He says, I decided to stay an extra week because it was like, oh, my God, it was like Berlin all over again. I couldn't believe it. It was such, you know, it was happier.
Yeah.
You know, I could go and go to a restaurant and everything, not anything like I could focus what I could experience in Manhattan. I mean, it was just, you know, it's just nuts what's going on here. But look, the voters got to figure this out. And in some areas, they are starting to figure out. The sad thing is they're figuring out and then they're leaving Dodge, you know, but they need to figure it out and stay there and fix their problem in their own city. You know, don't come down to Florida. I mean, Florida has been going through an incredible amount of growth. Housing is through the roof right now. And, you know, housing prices and everything, because everybody from New York is coming down and going, hey, we want to live in a free America, not in a restricted one. The other thing I wanted to revisit here, Michael, we were talking about employees and their reaction. And, of course, what happens, this is the problem when you start playing games and you start working and lying to the people. They'll go, okay, I get it. I see what's going on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make my money. I'm going to get my money, you know, which is taxes I paid for all this time. So now you're giving me some of my money. And I'm sitting there. And all these people, I mean, you know, yes, there's a certain amount that are staying in their, you know, maybe their parents' basement and not working at all. But there's other people. I mean, they just can't help but work. So what they've done is we're back into this black market economy here where people are working under the table. Again, no taxes. And, you know, and they're taking advantage. And you go, wow, you know, this is the dynamic that's going on because of the breakdown in integrity by our own government. Even the common citizen is saying, hey, you know, why should I have an integrity? You know, the government is lying through its teeth. Why should, you know, why should I follow their lead? Or why not follow their lead? And I'll just, Hunter Biden's making his share with his side hustle. Why can't I have a side hustle? I'm not making billions from China, but, a couple thousand here and there, you know, from another place in the gig economy. That's okay, right?
Yeah, that's what it looks like the Democrats want people to think. You know, the problem with all this is all this spending will have Americans becoming more dependent on government. And the more dependent you become on government, the less individual freedom and individual responsibility you're willing to take on. And that is really just not the American way, and it's not the way that America became great. You know, if we look at the big picture, and I think I've talked about this on your show before, but if we look at the big picture, the U.S. went from the birth of a nation to the largest, most prosperous economy in the world in about 150 years. Other countries were hundreds, in some cases thousands of years older, yet we're able to do that. In my view, there were four basic principles that allowed that to happen. One, we encouraged individual freedom. As long as you didn't infringe upon anybody else's rights, you can pretty much do what you wanted. Two, we encourage individual responsibility. You were mentally and physically able to take care of yourself. Everybody took care of themselves.
Right.
Three, low rates of taxation. So you knew whatever you did, you got to keep most of what you earned. And fourthly, a very limited role for government. Government provides certain public goods, defense of the country, a legal system, sets rules, et cetera. But other than that, the government pretty much stayed out of the way. So individual freedom, individual responsibility, low rates of taxation, and a limited role for government made this country great. Everything Biden is doing is exactly opposite to all four of those things. Takes away individual freedom. The government's going to make choices for you. Takes away individual responsibility. Don't worry, we'll take care of you. Has to have high rates of taxation to pay for all this, and you can't just tax the wealthy. There's not enough of them. And fourthly, you have a large role for government, exactly opposite to what made the country great.
Well, this is why they work so perfectly hand in glove with the unions, because this is the union principles. And yeah. Biden the other night said the union built the middle class. Do you buy that?
No. The union may have slowed down the growth in the middle class, because what happened, if you belonged to a union, you did real well. If you didn't belong to a union, you had to pay for it with higher prices because of higher wages. And a lot of the restrictions that unions have put in actually add to the cost of the product. So, again, other people had to pay for it. So if you're in the union, you did well. If you weren't in the union, you ended up paying for it, and it actually reduced your standard of living. It didn't help it. We're much better off in a free market with right-to-work states. Let the marketplace determine what the wage should be. You may have had an argument 100 years ago that unions were needed because it was such a lopsided power between business and labor, but that's not true anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think if we let people exercise their individual freedom and individual responsibility, we would all be better off.
Well, the bottom line is, Michael, if the unions were so great, they would command 50% of the labor force. They never got that high. I think as high as they got, you know, during this time when there were a lot of problems, maybe 30s, you know, 30%.
Yeah.
And of course, they're all but out of the private sector now, so they found a home in the public sector with government, and that's what allows them to continue. And they have this this ability to mediocritize its labor force, and that to me is the shame for anybody that relies, whether it be government or unions, is that the system, you talk about a systemic issue, the systemic issue of this type of security really promotes mediocrity, doesn't it?
You and I
can write a book on this. I'm telling you. I just see this so clearly. I'd love to be able to do that. Dr. Michael Busler, the public policy analyst economics expert and professor of finance at Stockton University. Thank you, Michael.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for initial cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mexico City officials are reporting a subway train derailed in Mexico City Monday night after an overpass partially collapsed, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens of others, with 38 hospitalized. The structure was built in 2012. Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum says it appears a support beam has failed, end quote. President Biden on Monday called on wealthy Americans and corporations to pay their fair share to fund free community college and other benefits as he promoted his sweeping jobs and safety net plan in Virginia. Speaking at Tidewater Community College in the port city of Norfolk, Biden said his proposed expansion of the U.S. public education system would rebalance the economy and benefit lower-income Americans. Melinda and Bill Gates are getting divorced after 27 years of marriage. Reports on Tuesday said the couple did not sign a prenuptial agreement before they got married in 1994. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go for more information. And right now we welcome the one and only Jeff Kemp, the former NFL quarterback, ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how are we doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, doing terrific. I got to tell you, it's interesting here. We're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel, especially in some of these states where they actually believe in freedom and have been practicing it. The people out there working and contributing to our economy and to their families. And you pray and feel bad for those blue state citizens that are just being oppressed and it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, is that who are you going to trust? And the government right now, because of COVID, wants you to trust in them when, they are mere mortals. And we're told we're not to trust in anybody but God himself, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But this is this movement, which is no big surprise because it is a godless movement that is depressing people, is giving them little hope. And so the question that has been coming before us is, you know, so what have been the greatest takeaways for you and your family these past 15 months? Have you found yourself relying on God more or less?
Good setup. I think, you know, the setup you set about the difference in governmental philosophies from one state to another, from city to another, roughly from one party to another, isn't reason to pull out our hair and point the finger and get all mad and spend all our time analyzing and critiquing the less wise or the less God trusting approach, you know, when we look at government philosophies, because at the end of the day, it never helps us to focus on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
And there will always be negative. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. Mm-hmm. He didn't promise that authorities would be good. He just said it's appropriate to respect authority because it's a spiritual discipline that respects God as the ultimate authority. Okay. But let's come back to then, what have we learned in this year of COVID, of economic shock, of social distancing, of going home for work, of losing work, of losing income, mm-hmm. Of maybe having a kid move home, you know, a grown 20-something or 30-something mm-hmm. kid move home. What have we learned? I think, number one, we've learned that we are not in control. And that has been a good lesson for we Americans in a consumer-driven, performance-driven society where we're used to kind of calling the shots and trying to make our lives the best they can be for ourselves. We are not in control. God is sovereign. We didn't invent our lives. We didn't invent the automobile or the airplane or bank accounts. God has given us the brain that's built these things. So number one is the humility to remember that we're not in control. God mm-hmm. is.
Yes.
Okay. Secondly, for my wife and myself, I've not been on the road because as a speaker, there haven't been any speeches mm-hmm. nor income.
Yeah.
But I've had amazing time with Stacy. Mm-hmm. I've had a great time with the Lord. And I've spent more time listening to my Heavenly Father. And I started to kind of feel like, wow, my Father is speaking to me versus, oh, I just spent 10 minutes, read the Bible, right. looked for a nice verse. And off to my busy day. When I go to church now, when I pray in the morning, when I read the Bible, I'm not doing it anymore as a Christian. I'm doing it as a son of God, looking to hear from his Father. So for me, the takeaway has been, I'm not in control. God is.
Mm-hmm.
And that message he's sending across to all of us in America. So humble ourselves and listen. Number two, you need time with this amazing God of ours. So proactively make that time, and if there's more time in your hands now, great. Thirdly, a lot of families weren't going to church on Sundays because of COVID, and the dad had to step up, or the mom had to step up and say, hey, let's spend a few minutes and tell God what we're thankful for, or read a Bible passage, or watch this service sermon online. So some of that responsibility that parents have to train, to talk to their kids, to guide them about God, to pray, to lead spiritually. The pressure has been pushed back onto parents where it always should have been. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I don't know that everyone's responded fabulously. Some people just, you know, weren't going to church much and stopped going altogether because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But I think parents are given the opportunity to remember we are the people that shape the conversation about God, which is mm-hmm. largely, man, I'm imperfect. I've done some stuff wrong. Would you kids forgive me? I ask God to forgive me. Here's a passage in Scripture that informed me. Here's a message in the Bible that tells us how grateful we are. Hey, would one of you like to read this proverb today? Make it low-key.
Exactly.
Make it relational.
Mm-hmm.
So those are takeaways. God's in charge. We're not. Let's spend more time with him, more personal. Try to listen to your Father speak to you.
Exactly. I like that.
And then
I like that. That's
take
good.
Take some initiative and say, we're not leaving it up to the church or the Christian school to guide our kids to get to know Jesus and the Bible. Mm-hmm. This is our family's job.
Yeah. Yeah, more Salem moments. I like what you shared there, Jeff. That's awesome. The thing is, you know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says there is a time for every season. And this time right now is happening, is orchestrated, believe it or not, it's orchestrated by God. And I almost, what I keep going to is saying, well, you know, as we know, Israel was judged for 70 years because they ignored God's land. Right. You know, for each year that they had ignored the land, didn't give it a Sabbath rest, God said, okay, time out, and you're going to be in captivity for 70 years. And I kind of looked at this period, it keeps coming back to me. God, you know, this timeout season that we're having, Are you setting us on the sideline here to take a breath and to reset and recalculate? What are the most important things? What have we been missing along the way? And,
sure.
and to your point, I love your illustration and how you said that, is that it's not just about praying or reading a verse. It's having and deepening that relationship with our Father.
Yes. And, you know, you kind of made the point that this was a drastic change, this economic impact, this shutdown, this, social distancing, and all the things that impacted. In essence, it was a giant reset.
Mm-hmm.
A huge recalibration,
right?
A giant timeout. And I don't use the word God is punishing. God will punish sin for eternity when his final judgment happens.
Mm-hmm.
And there are natural consequences to rebellious behavior and sin. Just like if I break the law, I'm going to jail. Okay.
Right.
But God does discipline us, because he loves us, and we moms and dads understand discipline is a part of loving your child, training, okay? And
right.
That involves consequences and challenging things that the kid can't quite understand or see at the moment. So we try to explain to them, we do this in love. I have to know that God is in control. He is using all things to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose, like Joseph was when he was blitzed by so many challenges.
Right.
So we're being trained, so to speak, disciplined, so to speak, pruned, as the Bible would say,
yes.
As Jesus told in his analogy in the book of John, to go back to the first love. Go back to your relationship with God. Stop counting on creature comforts and lifestyle to make you happy. Don't make the politicians the source of whether you'll be peaceful and prosperous
right.
and happy or not.
Yeah.
That is the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That
Amen.
Is the Lord. So reset and go back to your number one source of where life comes from. And let's focus not on being consumers,
mm-hmm.
but being investors in our husband or our wife, our child, our elderly parent, our neighbor, our friend. Share the love of God.
Jeff, that's so awesome and appropriate, and I appreciate it. Our prayer is that we would all maximize this opportunity. This is really a blessing, believe it or not, what God has given us. The fact that you can go deeper in your relationship with God, and you know that once you do that, what will follow is you will be in a deeper relationship with your family, whether it's your wife, your children,
yes.
your neighbors and friends, and
yes.
you could make a dynamic difference because of God's blessing. Jeff Kemp, thank
Why
you.
Why have thousands
it.
Of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, we got to have a song of hope and an uplifting encouragement lyric by Danny Gokey to lead us into this next segment with the Good News Girl. Who else? Samantha Mao is with us to talk about the latest viral videos that people are talking about. Hey, Sam, how we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, we're a day away from Cinco de Mayo, and today is you know the fourth to be with you, because it's May the 4th to be with you, May 4th. And
yes, of course.
You got all the Yoda dolls out there, all the Star Wars, you know, collective stuff that you know, all of a sudden, you know, there's going to be a big uptick in the sales of Star Wars memorabilia because of the 4th. And but we love that, don't we?
Oh, yeah. You know, I actually was just texting my husband this morning. I was like, I forgot to tell you, May the 4th be with you. I feel like it's one of those things we've got to do.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's part of the culture. And thank God that hasn't been canceled, huh? I mean, you think at it for just a moment and go, can we offend anybody by saying the 4th be with you? I mean, you know, it's like, oh, okay. I mean, you know, these days we just have to be so careful. Some middle school students, not so careful. In fact, they were very generous. They made a classmate's dream come true during recess. And we know recess sometimes can be a battleground in some schools. In this particular case, it was a blessing ground. Tell our audience about this.
That's right. So this news comes to us from a teacher, actually, Kathy Bigger, at this middle school. And this story was actually shared with me by my best friend. And you check out the video, and it's these middle school kids that are orchestrating a little football game. And in the middle, there's one of them that is in an electric wheelchair. And, you know, that's not something you see every day. And the young man's name is Kale Hanna, and he has cerebral palsy. And he has always dreamed of being a football player, but, you know, obviously with him being in a wheelchair, that makes it very difficult. And he actually had a real dream, like a literal dream, that he was playing football. And when the other kids found out about it, they were like, let's make this happen. So in the video, you see the kids playing football, toss it to him so he gets to run with it. And, you know, you see a video like this, and, you know, and especially with the teacher making it a point to say, this was 100% them. This was them. Yes. This wasn't an adult just getting a photo op. This was just a photo op. A teacher taking a picture of this miracle. And sometimes I think maybe people underestimate kids. I think middle schoolers can get a bad rap.
Right, exactly. Well, hey, we can all get a bad rap because sometimes we're deserving of a bad rap. We're less than we want to be. But when you have kids like this that, you know, their inner angels come out and respect a fellow classmate like this, wow, it puts you in tears and it does encourage you. And it makes you tap into your better angel before your worst devil comes out, right, Sam? Because it could happen to all of us. Right.
That's right.
Yeah, this next story, you've got a man that's being hailed as a hero for taking down a rape suspect outside of a Georgia store. What happened?
So this is quite a crazy story. Damian Austin, this is down in Savannah, Georgia. And he is actually a former Marine, so it wouldn't surprise people to find out that he's acting heroic. But he was shopping in a nearby Kroger store, and he heard a woman scream in the bathroom. And he said the scream was unlike anything he'd heard before. You know, it was alarming. It was clear that something serious was going on. And another woman ran out and said that there had been a woman that just got raped in there. And he sees a suspect, and he starts pursuing him. Then he pursues him all the way to the Ace Hardware store, where he's caught on camera holding the suspect at gunpoint, telling him to put up his hands. And, you know, for this guy to pursue him, he's like, well, you know, I think he's just doing what he would do. This is what he would do anytime he had the chance to stop a bad guy.
Right.
This is the kind of thing he would do. But, of course, everybody thinks he's a hero. And I think if there was more people like him around, we would have less cases of crime like rape or anything else, because you have these heroes that are willing to intervene and put themselves on the line. Because, you know, he wasn't hurt, but he didn't know that he wasn't going to get hurt in the process.
It's also interesting to note here, Sam, as you say, something like this, and I got to imagine more than one person can hear a blood-curdling scream from a woman
who's been
violated. But he's the one that answers the call. And he's one that pursues this perp and holds him until law enforcement gets there. And at risk, because though a concealed carry state and that sort of thing, God forbid that he would have to, send a round down range. Because now, as a good Samaritan, he's right off the bat, he's looking at maybe $10,000-$12,000 in attorney's fees just because he did the right thing. And this is what, sometimes people consider in considering the cost when they, it's time for them to step up and answer that call. A former Marine is going to do that out of instinct because it's part of who they are. It's the way we're wired. You know, we would do that like most police officers. But they do it in today's environment. At a risk, and I believe that there needs to be something created that protects, you know, a good Samaritan in such a way to where they're not having to carry that liability. We have crowdfunding and things like that sometimes come into play. But I think there needs to be something, you know, set up to where if somebody is acting out of the goodness of their heart to save somebody else or, you know, to make sure an evil and a bad person is arrested, then I think their liability should be mitigated.
And that also would encourage others to be able to act, because sometimes, you know, if you hear people intervening and then they end up getting, you know, if you hear these stories of people trying to do the right thing and doing the right thing, and then they're being punished for it, you certainly don't want to discourage others from intervening. And then you kind of get that bystander effect where everybody kind of hopes someone else will do what needs to be done. And
well, it's kind of like the George Floyd. You had all these people around watching George Floyd, and they're yelling at the police, and they're trying to get them to stop and stuff like that. But, you know, how many people did you have taking videos? They're more interested in taking video as opposed to, you know, doing something. And I know some people did try. I bring up George Floyd, and I know some people went to the officers, but it's like, wow, I mean, you know, something like that was over the top, and the people there, you know, I think instinctively responded to it. And, you know, and of course, you know, that there's a lot to look at in that situation, the crowd being hostile and all, you know, being perceived as being hostile and all that, you know, it's tough no matter what position you're in there, but it's something I think that as a culture we need to look at and consider is that, you know, because there's going to be instances where this happens, you know, because we're not perfect and sometimes we can, you know, we can just do the wrong thing and make a bad choice here. And I'm not sure if this George Floyd experience is enough to really, you know, teach us a lesson to keep us from, you know, trying to avoid this or minimize that it would ever happen again. But hey, look, we're humanoids and we're failed people, and you know, we make mistakes. That's just part of our humanity. This next story, on the brighter side, I mean, how do I love thee? I mean, I'm 79 years old, and I'm going to beauty school because I want to learn how to do, honey, I want to learn how to do your hair and makeup. How cool is that?
That's right. So this the gentleman who's 79 years old actually wants to remain anonymous, but the director of Del Mar College of Hair and Aesthetics wanted to share this story. You know, his wife kept burning herself when she was using a curling iron, and she wasn't able to do her hair and makeup the same way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is one of those things when you hear a story like this, you know, there just has to be a certain level of love that this man has for his wife to go to. You know, most guys are so not interested in learning about hair or makeup, mm-hmm. and he's doing it just for her,
yes.
just so he can help her feel beautiful when she isn't able to take care of herself anymore. So, you know, so the school set up a husband and a student with a mannequin to teach him how to curl his wife's hair. And, you know, that is something tricky. And I'm glad he didn't practice on his wife.
Hey, I'm having a hard time just doing a part. I remember one time for our daughter, we were trying to get to church, and, you know, I thought, okay, let me lighten the load here for my wife, mm-hmm. and I'll take care of, you know, combing our daughter's hair. Well, you know, you women have this uncanny ability to be able to just to part the hair in such a way, the line is straight, the whole deal. Not me. It was all zigzagged and everything like that. My poor daughter, she figured, hey, look, I better learn how to comb my hair and do it myself. I can't afford to have my dad embarrass me at church like this, you know.
But, that actually reminds me, you know, when I was young, my mom had to go out, or she went out of town with some friends for a few days, and my dad had to do my hair, and he had no idea what to do. Like, you know, most dads don't. So he took me to the beauty salon and has it sprayed. And sprayed so much that it does the way I wore it for the whole 3 days she was gone. We just went one time, and we just stuck with that. And
yeah, glue that down. I can't keep taking her to the beauty
That's
shop.
That's right. I'm not sure how it looked at the end, but in my child's mind, it looked pretty good.
It was okay. Hey, for 3 days, you got some good mileage out of that. We've got time for one more story. You got a single dad who adopts a girl with Down syndrome. And the sad thing about this young girl, as you can imagine, not necessarily at the front of the line that everybody wanted to adopt. I mean, she was rejected by 20 families. My goodness. I mean, tell us the story.
That's right. So this is a little girl that got her dad's name is Lufa Transpens, and his daughter is Alba, and he adopted this little girl when she was just 30 days old, but she'd been passed over by 20 different families, and now they're sharing their story, and he's a single dad, which makes it even more unique of a situation, and you can, you know, I think everybody was just taken by this pair, and they wanted to know the updates, and I think that this shows, you know, you want to encourage adoption and see these kind of things happen more often and have these kids find love. And, you know, maybe that has to be a single parent sometimes.
And,
or
and
whatever
see the possibilities and the opportunity of it all. Samantha Mallett, good news, girl. Thanks, Sam.
Disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food. What would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you